This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd, and you are.
Nerdette.
How the hell are you doing today? What's going on?
Nothing,
there
man.
There it is. I was waiting for it.
It's been like 6 hours.
No, six. Oh, Jesus. That's going to be one of those episodes. Anything? Anything
I'm still here. I'm still alive.
There you go. That's a big plus.
I'm not doing anything, but yeah. I'm still breathing. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, people like yesterday's episode, or as today we're recording it, is Tuesday. This is going to be
Wednesday.
Yeah,
because we're idiots.
It's not because we're idiots. Because
we're idiots.
Because we're real. We don't hide our fucking deficiencies.
We made people laugh.
Yeah.
So. There you go.
Yeah, that's all that matters. You know, people can learn from our stupidity, and that's all that matters in this fucking world anymore.
There's got to be at least one person out there that listens. And it's like, yeah. I've done that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure.
I felt that stupid before.
I'm sure, man. Yeah, who hasn't locked themselves out of their fucking house multiple times, huh?
With the keys. In 1 year, dude.
With the keys in their pocket. Who the hell hasn't done that?
Stupid.
Well, anyway, it's been a good couple of days off. I've been enjoying my life. I'm feeling good, looking good. You know, I've been doing the whole diet thing here. I don't feel good inside. Mentally, I don't feel good. But, hey, it does great wonders for the body. So try out depression if you want to lose weight. It's a great way to lose weight. What's that?
Stop being crazy, man.
Well, it's just the way it is, man. I can't help it. But I did have a little scare this morning. I was going over to the Food Lion store to get a couple of things, and I told you when I was like, I took a shower this morning, you know, did my normal stuff. I get out and I'm like, what the fuck? I was like screaming in the fucking bathroom. I'm like, oh my God, there's something going on. And I don't know what it was, but I was like washing up in the shower. And as I got out and I was toweling off, like something weird happened. I felt like a weird pain in my chest and it's still there now, but it was intense. It was like, what the hell is this? Dead set in the middle of my chest, like right above the heart area. And of course, my morning edible is doing its thing. And anytime I feel anything by my heart, I freaked the fuck out. And the reason is because my dad passed away of a heart attack. So now I think I'm going to pass. And who doesn't pass away from a heart attack, right? Everybody fucking does.
Not really.
Cancer. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Ever since 2020, they've all been suddenly having them. So, I mean, I wonder what the correlation could be.
Oh, well, yeah, now.
But my dad obviously didn't get it. He passed away way before that bullshit happened. So I'm just thinking that's a genetic thing that's going to happen to me. So anytime something happens, I freak out. And the freak out's magnified by the edibles. So I come out there, my arms are like up in the air as if they're fucking not caring at all, but like also like a cast or some shit the way I'm walking around, like my fucking arms like those old action figures that don't bend. You know, I'm like, dude, I fucking feel like shit. And of course you say, go fuck yourself.
No, oh my God, that's so not true.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what's the freaking problem? Yeah. And then I said, eat something. And then you said something about like burping or whatever. I'm like, well, then that's take a Tums or something, man. Just like calm down.
I didn't
You're
know
not
if it was
dying
gas or
every
what?
Second of the day. You know, when this does happen, I'm literally just going to be like, well, get over it.
Mm.
Because I'm not going to, I hear it so much that I'm not even going to realize, like, this is something serious.
There's some maggots are crawling out of my ear. You're still going to doubt it?
God, I don't know.
Well, I go to the store anyway, you know, I started feeling a little bit better because I thought it was like a gas pain or something. And when I go in the store, it came out again. I was grabbing an item off the shelf and it fucking hit me again. So I'm thinking, I'm all by myself. In a fucking supermarket. Please don't let me die around a bunch of fucking strangers because I don't want to be touched by anybody because you know they're going to touch you and shit.
Oh my God. Just
let me die somewhere in a chair alone. Let someone find me 6 months after my body decomposed and I'm good. But that was about my entertainment for today. I was freaking horrified. And I did watch a movie.
Yeah.
This one was recommended to me. It was called Sweet Dreams. And it was...
Sounds horrifying.
No. Seriously. A comedy.
I'm good. Really?
Johnny Knoxville's in it as the star. Bobby Lee's in it. The Asian guy who looks like a fucking Fu Manchu doll. He fucking looks like a Buddha.
Yeah.
He's even got the little fat belly, the long hair, the fucking stoner eyes and shit. But he's really funny. One of these comedians, I don't know who the fuck he is. He's got like a fucking rat's nest. They call him the Rat King. I don't listen to those shitty comics, but he was actually pretty decent in this movie. And anyway, it was about these guys. The movie starts off with him just fucking drunk, and his daughter got taken away by the police. Johnny Knoxville, he's the main person. And he gets put in some AA program with a bunch of fucking lowlifes, and it's the comedians that are all there in the house. And everyone's got their issues. I was shocked because, like, it wasn't really funny. It was really touching, and it was, like, a fucking good movie. Like, they acted, like, really well, and Johnny Knoxville, he's actually a pretty decent actor, surprisingly. He's not just a fucking jerk-off who gets his nuts shot by a fucking blow dart gun. It was actually pretty funny, so, in the beginning, and then it got really serious, because, like, the place that they were staying in, the guy was, like, really nice guy, he wants to see everyone get better, he wants to harbor them, and it's, like, a men's housing place, or whatever, rehab center. And it turns out that place is going to be going under. And the guys all have a common love of softball. So they found some local softball tournament where you can win $80,000 if you go through the tournament thing and win a match or whatever the fuck. They go out there and, of course, you know, they start bonding over this team and they're trying to become sober. And then Johnny Knoxville's kid got taken away because of his drunkenness. And it was a fucking sad story. It was actually really sad and touching. And I'm not going to spoil how it ends, but, I mean, it was just a really good fucking movie. I highly suggest checking it out. It was called, what the fuck was it called again? Sweet Dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Like, it had some funny parts in the beginning, and then it got really serious, but the serious part was good. It's not like a bunch of funny guys trying to be serious, like Adam Sandler. How him and his fucking pals try to make a serious movie, and it fucking sucks because they all fucking suck. These guys actually did a pretty decent job, and pretty good movie. This one's on the free site.
Oh, okay.
I was looking for it in all the apps. Where the fuck is this movie that was recommended? And I had to find it on there. But really good movie. Check it out. Of course, you won't because I enjoyed it. So I would give that movie a B-. So there you go.
Good for you. At least you watched something.
Yeah, I've been watching Veep. I'm trying to get that one off my freaking list here. It's a very good show. I enjoy the hell out of it. On season 5 now, Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character has been making some major strides. I feel weird talking about a sitcom, though, because we got someone who just said that we're going to start it today. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get into too much details. I don't want to spoil it, but very good show. Andrea Savage's character, who I just saw on I'm Sorry, that show that I liked that only lasted 2 seasons.
Yep.
She's about to come on the show, and I adored her on that show, so it's going to make this show even better. One thing I like about this show that I've noticed about the past few comedies I've watched, they're getting better each season, and they're staying consistently funny. Like, Veep has gotten better. Schitt's Creek got better as it went along.
Yeah.
Friends was great the whole time. Friends is still my favorite. I would say that's my favorite sitcom of all time. That one jumped. When I watched, like, holy shit, this is good. And then I would say Schitt's Creek was really good, and this one is going to be in my top 5. May not be 3 or 4, but it'll be in my top 5, Veep. It's just a really entertaining show, and everyone's funny. The scary thing is that a lot of the shit, because it's a spoof of the White House and how they act, they really foreshadow a lot of things. Like, some of the things they say, the words that you hear, you're like, wait a second. We're going through that now. When was this filmed? And, you know, and you're like, holy shit, it was just before the election. The show went off the air, the 2020 election. It stopped in 2019. And you see and hear some of this shit, and it's just crazy because you watch some of these other movies and TV shows, and people are always like, are they foreshadowing? Are they foreshadowing? And like The Simpsons is probably the most famous one, how they're getting all this shit right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like maybe there really is a fucking grand scheme, and certain people told someone who told someone else, and a very small select few actually know what the fuck they're talking about. They're leaking things through media and music and things. That could be a theory. I mean, no one knows, so someone could say there's a fucking lizard people in the middle of the ground. Do I believe it? No. But is it possible? Who fucking knows anymore? We don't know anything, you know? Crazy shit, but Veep does foreshadow a lot of things. So if you're into that kind of stuff and you like a really good comedy, because this show is fucking hilarious, check this show out. Really good. I know someone who won't be checking it out because I adore it.
Oh my God.
Next show up is... Next show up is... I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about someone else.
Yep.
Shining Bells going to be my next show, though. I'm going to check that one out. I heard that was really fucking good, and there's only 2 seasons of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to watch it. I don't know if it has a beginning, middle, and end, but it has...
It shouldn't have an ending.
Yet. The creature in it, so I'm going to watch it. The
first season was really good. I didn't watch the second season, yeah. So you'll have to let me know. But it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. Well, Courtney Cox is in it, looking haggard. So yeah. this ain't Monica. This is Courtney Cox right here, Sophia. This is old school Courtney Cox, looking all fucking disgusting and shit. But that's all I got, man. I haven't been really doing much, and it's only been a couple of hours, really. I mean, not 6, but
I know I was.
We record them back to back, and next week's schedule is going to be fucking crazy. We were talking about doing a live show on Monday, and I'm going to ask you here live on the air as we're recording this one on Tuesday.
It's Monday.
You still want to do Monday?
It's Monday.
I fucking love Friday nights. Even though it was late, I still like it.
If you got out of work earlier, I wouldn't have a problem. I like doing them on Friday nights too.
I know.
It's going to be weird doing it on Mondays, but like I can't do it that late.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. Listen, people, I can't stay up that late. I'm ridiculous. Like, no.
Well, it's all
maybe
good.
Well, when you get a different schedule, we'll probably hopefully be able to switch it back.
Yeah, I even said this is a temporary change, man.
Yeah, so I mean,
I like Friday nights.
We'll deal with Monday for a little bit and then see what happens after that.
Yeah, we'll deal with it for a little bit, but I am excited for what we're doing after the show. It's been a while since I've actually eaten some ground beef, and we went and got some nice fucking thick ribeyes. We went grocery shopping the other day, and I'm a little nervous because I used to eat ribeyes all the time and never had a problem. Something happened a couple of years ago. I don't know what it was, but I just lost the taste for it. And I've been repulsed by the thought of eating a steak or any kind of ground beef for a couple of years. It's been at least 2 years now. And what was it, like 2 or 3 months ago, I got a small like cube steak, just something cheap, just to see if I can swallow it. And I ate it and I got it down, barely. And today's going to be a good one. So we're going to see what happens. I'm definitely going to update people on a Friday show how the hell this went down, because I don't know what it is, man. It's not the consistency of, I don't know what happened, but it's just like my body just doesn't want ground beef anymore. You think it's shutting down? You think this could be the end?
Well, that's what you're hoping.
I am hoping for it. I really am.
So stupid.
I mean, why are your fingers crossed across the table? Because you're hoping to.
Oh, my God. Nope.
Your toes are crossed.
Mm-mm.
Everything's crossed here. But well, let's get on into the show here if you got nothing else you want to talk about to start off things.
Dude, I got nothing.
Yeah. You got to start doing shit.
I got shows on Wednesday. I know people listening think it's Wednesday. It's not Wednesday yet for me. So I have stuff to watch on Wednesday.
The Challenge?
The Challenge, The Circle. And then Big Brother, I'll catch up on a week's worth of Big Brother.
What was
Brother.
The Circle again?
That was, it's like a, I don't know, people in an apartment, like, I don't know, I'm not going to go through all that again. They talk through their, like, a computer or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they have to eliminate people. Like, it's good, it's funny, like, the last couple seasons were a little like, oh god, I'm so over the show, but then this season they came back and it's actually better.
Yeah.
Sammy watches it with me. So.
Oh, no. You're fucking ruining my child.
She caught me watching one of the seasons. She's like, oh, this looks good. And then, so now she's watching it.
Oh, God. Oh, she
can't wait
for
Wednesday.
She's ridiculous,
now.
By the way.
She is... The high school teenage talk
mm-hmm.
is just ridiculous. I can't remember what the hell she was saying yesterday.
She wants to flex...
I don't know, but definitely talking about
her drip
all the time. I'm like, oh my god, can we just talk normal?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
talk
you're
normal
get
at
clothes.
Home. Talk normal at home, please, so we can understand what the fuck you're saying.
Oh my god, the drip. That's the new one that she's yeah. Whatever.
I don't know.
And fire. Your drip is fire. Okay. Whatever.
See, and when she says drip is fire, I'm thinking like liquid lava. I'm like, holy shit! Be careful. I don't fucking know these kids anymore, but you did mention the word computer, and I think people should get the fuck off their computers, and that leads us to a segue here to some topics, if you're ready.
Yeah.
Listen to this one here. Did TikTok videos inspire a teen suicide? His mom says she found graphic evidence, and I want to talk about this one when we're done a little bit, because I have one right after this that kind of piggybacks off of this whole thing, and I want to get your thoughts on this kind of stuff here. So it's been 4 months since Jenny DeCirio's son died by suicide. Racked by grief and wondering what she didn't know, she picked up his phone and decided to go through his TikTok and He Don't Stop account. What she found horrified her. Shortly before he died, she found her 16-year-old son, Mason, had liked dozens of graphic videos about breakups, depression, and suicide. She knew Mason had recently been through a bad breakup. She didn't know what he was watching on a platform that he was increasingly engrossed with. The serial said she found at least 15 videos Mason liked that was directly promoted suicide. Okay.
Why is it allowed to be on there?
Thank you. That's what I was about to stop for.
Isn't there someone supposed to be monitoring, like, the videos or whatever? I mean, YouTube takes us the fuck down if we say something they don't approve of.
Anything.
So I'm just saying, isn't there someone for TikTok that works in that type of department that goes through shit and can take it down?
They do.
So why is that allowed to be up? Because it shouldn't be.
You want to know how I know that they do? Because I was watching a video, Steven Crowder did a video like months and months ago where they were trying to get their account banned on TikTok and they were saying things, like saying truthful things about the Chinese Communist Party. And a couple of days later, boom, account was suspended. But you can say anything, but this kind of stuff can stay on there.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. It makes perfect sense. Everything makes sense when you think about it. And I'll tell you exactly, but you have to think like a maniac to even understand this shit because the world is fucking run by maniacs. So they use social media to push agendas, no matter how fake they are. Like, if you say that maybe we should have a discussion about the COVID vaccine and not just rush to go get it, you're taken down immediately. But if you say the COVID vaccine is the greatest thing ever, blah, 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 it stays up there forever. But anything against the narrative, it's, so basically what I'm trying to say is if it fits whatever narrative they want to push, it'll stay. If it goes against their godly narrative, no matter how innocent it may be, it's gone and you're fucking deleted. They want people dead, man. It, I mean, if I say it all the time, they want us all fucking dead. So suicide, anything that encourages the youth to sterilize or suicide themselves, transgender videos stay up. Am I a boy or am I a girl for fucking 3 to 5 year old videos are up there because they want these kids dead. They want them sterilized. They don't want us reproducing. They want us fucking dead. If I have to say it again, take a shot. They want us fucking dead. Get drunk. Seriously, that's what they want. So these videos about suicide, encouraging kids to kill themselves so they get... Because what is the number one thing that upsets a kid, right? A teenager, oh my, this girl doesn't like me. This girl broke up. This guy doesn't... He broke up with me, right? He doesn't like me anymore. That's the drama they deal with. So they tap into that shit and they have these videos, breakups. okay, what's the algorithm that they set up want you to look at if you have a breakup? Suicide videos because you're depressed, you want to kill yourself. These videos are going to show you how to fucking do it because that's what they want you to do. They don't want you to get better. Those kinds of videos should be taken the fuck down. Why can't you have a normal discussion about if this is good for my body or not with the vaccine? But yet you can have these videos about killing yourself. It's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. But anyway, some of which are still on the platform more than a year later. Of course, we just mentioned why. At least five specifically promoted the method that he'd used. So there's how-to videos on how to kill yourself on TikTok.
Well, you looked stuff up.
Yeah, but that was on the dark web. This is TikTok. Anybody can download TikTok.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anybody can fucking do it. NBC News reviewed the videos and found that some had accrued tens of thousands of likes. TikTok uses like as a signal for its For You page algorithm, which serves users videos that are supposed to resonate with their interest. I completely believe in my heart that Mason would be alive today had he not seen those TikTok videos. I agree. She's now part of a lawsuit with eight other parents against several social media companies over what they say are product defects that led to their children's death. The lawsuit alleges that TikTok targeted Mason with videos that promoted suicide and self-harm. Their suit is one of a group of lawsuits pursuing a novel legal strategy that argues that social media platforms like TikTok are defective and dangerous because they're addictive for young people. Advocates hope that they can be a way for people to get justice for harms allegedly caused by social media. Okay, so I'm not going to read any more of this article. It's very long. You get the gist of what's going on there. And somebody in a comment section mentioned cigarettes. Like, you can't blame cigarettes for killing people because they're addictive. They're out there. You have a choice to not buy them. But that's one thing. Cigarettes also have on there for 18 and above, you shouldn't touch these things. There's warning labels on them. TikTok, just fucking, anybody can go on there at any time. And these videos are marketed towards kids. They're intentionally trying to get you. Cigarettes are marketed to adults, not children. They used to be with the fucking Joe Camel commercials. The FDA jumped in, they knocked that down. And then you couldn't have cute cartoons promoting cigarettes that are harmful for kids. TikTok is all for kids. It's a kiddie fucking app. It is. It's for kids. And it's supposed to be for everybody, but a lot of kids get on that shit. This is for the kids to see. They put it out there intentionally for the kids to see this shit. Someone created a fucking YouTube kids account. The first thing that popped up was fucking transgender shit. I mean, come on, people. Open your fucking eyes if you're not seeing this shit already. You know what I mean? It's just, it's wild. You got anything out of that?
Not really. This shit shouldn't be on there.
Yeah. Our kids are on that
that's
shit.
That's ridiculous.
Fucking wrong, man. YouTube adults is safer for kids than YouTube kids is for kids.
Yeah.
That's how fucked up the world is now.
Well, YouTube kids was it's never safe. They would have, like, fucking weird videos. Remember that one?
Momo.
Was it Peppa Pig? Like
Momo, yeah.
Like, why?
The ghost.
Yeah, like, why? Why? Like, come on.
I guarantee you it was the government probably put that fucking like, Momo
so stupid
shit in there.
To terrify kids. Like, yeah. Come on.
Dude, I am a fucking 100% convinced that the government is behind every bad fucking thing that happens now. Seriously. Everything bad that's targeting kids, I firmly believe the government fucking put it there or they are encouraging it. And just to piggyback off of that, people should get the fuck off the internet. So colleges around the nation are being rocked by unrest as pro-Palestinian protests are spread.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not just colleges. High school kids are behind this shit, too. I know a couple of them were fucking shut down because the students were protesting in the streets and whatnot. When you were a kid, or when you were in high school, middle school, did you ever follow the fucking world news? Did you ever follow causes?
No, we didn't have internet and shit like that. We watched, like, the news at 6 o'clock or whatever, like the evening news.
It was local,
but
mostly.
It was just local shit.
Yeah.
So we didn't have access to all that.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
And then you wonder, is it the news that's causing the stress? Because I don't think any kid sits and watches CNN or Fox News. It's social media. Everybody gets their news from social media. It's Twitter's the fucking problem. It's all these other websites. They're the problem. One social media guy introduced, everybody feels like they have to have a fucking cause because all these social media sites turned into, not a place to share ideas, it's a place to fight and argue. They are not even places to just talk civilly. I listened to a debate this morning. This one guy who I used to listen to his podcast a long time ago, and I used to listen to all political shit a couple of years back or whatever, and then I cut it all out. I'm like, let me listen to see what's going on here, because I saw that his name got popped up in some kind of shit that he had, like a person live debate him on the show, and it got really ugly, and it was just them screaming at each other the whole time. You couldn't even understand what the argument was about. Neither person followed the rules. It was just ridiculous. And that's what Twitter is. It's a clusterfuck of idiots trying to get their point across. It's just a fucking waste. And you've got these kids in school now that's bringing these battles that they understand nothing about. They just know that they have to choose a side. And that's what they're doing. They don't know why.
Why do they have to choose a side?
I don't know. It has nothing to do with us.
Just go to fucking school. Like, I don't understand it.
Because social media dictates what you should be talking about to these fucking idiots that can't think for themselves. I guarantee you, if social media said, or if people were allowed to show and talk about the things they want to talk about, COVID never would have been a thing. The vaccines never would have been a thing. They would have been processed sooner. People would have never fucking have been behind this bullshit fucking fake-ass war over there in the Ukraine, the money laundering scheme. And people wouldn't be behind this pro-Palestinian shit. What they'd be talking about is the border crisis, which they should be talking about. That's what they should be talking about, but social media talks about some other shit. They want you to put your fucking devotion to the cult behind that. So pro-Palestinian protests continue to rock major American universities, prompting school officials across the country to take extraordinary steps to confront the growing crisis. Facing a seventh day of tense demonstrations that have since spread to other schools, Columbia University is moving to mostly hybrid classes on its main campus until the end of the semester. Columbia President Manoush Shafiq is under fire from faculty and students for calling in the NYPD last week to clear out a pro-Palestinian encampment. I wonder what they talked about, because none of them know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey man, did you like the new tweet about Hamas? Yeah, that's probably what they're fucking doing. I'm telling you, these people are just fucking idiots. Because I don't even know why the fuck they're fighting either, because I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. So I don't bother to look it up.
I care about the immigrants coming in and taking our fucking tax dollars. I care about Joe Biden stealing another election this year. Seriously, I don't want Donald Trump to fuck in there either, because I know someone's probably right now a Trump fan. You know, I don't want any of these motherfuckers. I just want them all to fucking blow up somewhere. I just don't know why this is allowed to go down like this. They're just causing nothing but unrest.
I have no idea.
Because of the fucking internet, man. I'm telling you. Do we sound like old folks here just yelling in the fucking wind?
I don't know.
You're like, that's you, motherfucker.
It doesn't bother me. I don't care. Like, whatever. As long as it doesn't hit here.
It is, though. It is. You know? That's why I care.
As long as it doesn't hit the high school across the street, I don't give a fuck.
It has, kind of. It has, you know. It's not as bad, nowhere near as bad as the other places. Yeah. But, I mean, the influence is said. You see some of these fucking kids.
Oh, well, yeah, they think they know everything.
Of course they do.
An Indiana woman is facing a narcotics charge after she called 911 to report purchasing an inferior batch of methamphetamine and said that she wanted to file charges against her drug dealer.
Oh,
people are so fucking stupid, man. As alleged in a probable cause affidavit, Sarah Harris, who's 34, twice made open line calls to the police emergency number, which prompted an officer to visit her residence to ensure that everyone was okay. During a conversation with the police captain, Harris declared that her meth was not what it was supposed to be. She explained that the drug left her feeling as if she was going to have a heart attack. Harris said she had snorted a line of meth and felt something different when it touched her skin and nostrils. She noted that she and a friend had smoked a bowl of normal meth before. She subsequently obtained this meth that led to her calling 911. Apparently, believing that the local sheriff operated a better illegal business bureau, Harris requested that the drug be tested. Harris also declared that she wanted to turn the person in who provided the meth.
Hmm.
I mean, she's got to be like...
Ultimate Karen. Can I see your manager? No, I'm going to call the cops.
While speaking with the police at her home in the city of Bedford, Harris made the mistake of handing over the meth that had so vexed her. The contents of the small baggie, which carried a red pig design, later field tested positive for methamphetamine. As a result of Harris providing the narcotics evidence, a criminal information charging her with the meth possession was filed. Because she handed it over like a fucking moron. Didn't just call them. She's like, here it is.
Yeah.
Test it, please.
She's a fucking moron. She could have pulled this off a lot easier. If she really wanted the shit tested and turn the guy in, she could have said that she found it, described the person. Oh, I saw this drug deal. I saw this baggie drop. I wanted to turn it in so no kid picked it up.
Yeah.
The person looked, oh, I took a picture of him on my phone. And even show a personal picture because it's her fucking plug. She could have pulled this off.
While the Class 6 felony carries a maximum of 30-month prison term, the advisory sentence is 1 year, Harris's rap sheet includes convictions for theft, meth possession, criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, resisting, and operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated.
Damn.
So, yeah. I would love to know if there was something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Like she was claiming.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It's just so stupid.
People just aren't that fucking bright, you know? People hate the cops so much, but who's the first person they call, even when you shouldn't, in cases like this?
God.
They call the fucking police, man. That's the problem. All right, so listen to this shit. Did you ever spend time with your grandmother?
Yep, all of them.
You did?
Yeah.
You were close?
Yeah.
Not as close as this grandmother, who came to help her granddaughter beat up another student in an elementary school bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Of course, it could only happen in Michigan, where this grandmother helped her beat her up in Morris Township. The police said the grandmother and her granddaughter were dropped off at... Damn, someone dropped them off. They dropped the grandmother off. They were like, go get them, bitch. They were dropped off at Mokmongol Elementary School on Thursday for a behavioral meeting. Oh, okay. So she didn't show up there to fight. The grandmother saw another girl her granddaughter was not getting along with. So she and her granddaughter followed the girl into a bathroom, where the grandmother's accused of holding down the girl while her granddaughter punched her repeatedly. Mokmongol Elementary School spokesperson Jamal Brasford said in a statement to WNEM that no other children were injured after the incident and that the administrators are investigating how the grandmother managed to bypass security protocols and gain unauthorized access to the rest of the school. Oh, man, that's a lawsuit right there, man. You did not keep my kids safe. Some adult came in and beat my kid's ass. Yeah. That person is going to own the fucking town. You sue everybody because, I mean, it's run by the state.
Yeah, because you can't... Well, they were there for a meeting, right? Because you can't get past the front desk.
Yeah.
They don't let you just go walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had to drop something off for Sammy, I'm not even allowed to wait for her. I had to put her... They call her down. I can't even sit there.
Yep.
So...
They're supposed to question everybody they don't recognize and ask to see their badge, too.
Yeah, it's weird.
We went to a fucking security meeting for the school. When she first got accepted there... Accepted, it was just regular high school, but when she first got put there... I remember we sat in a gym with a bunch of other parents, which fucking disgusted me, but the guy was talking about their security. He's like, that's their security guy. We do all this, 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 and this, and this. You have to get these passes and this. And I was like, oh, I feel good with our kid here. And I still do.
Yeah, that was open house.
Yeah.
I was thinking we were going to get a tour of the building and like, oh.
I tell you, these things are a waste of fucking time. But every time you're like, we got to go to the school, I roll my eyes. I'm like, here we fucking go. We never get anything done. We just walk around.
The other schools we did, she had to go get her schedule and look at the rooms and stuff.
And someone like fainted one year. We were walking through and they fell. I just remember turning around and saying, ha ha, this is fucking great. But anyway, on Thursday, April 18th, an unfortunate incident transpired at the school involving a grandparent of a student who managed to circumvent security protocols and gain unauthorized access to the school premises, they said. The Mount Morris Township Police Department immediately investigated the incident, and it's crucial to emphasize that no other children were hurt. The safety and security of our students are topmost concern. Our school administration is diligently implementing all necessary measures to ensure that such breaches of security never happen again. So this grandmother was taken into police custody and is held in the Genesee County Jail. What do you think about Meemaw throwing down?
I mean, at least she had her grandkids back. You can't be doing that!
Yeah, you can't. We're going to get
that
bitch.
You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Like, my God. You want to help the kid out, put the kid in, like, Taekwondo or something.
You want to teach your kid self-defense and to protect themselves.
Right,
always.
But you can't get involved.
No, that's a huge no-no.
You can't do that. I don't know. The rule was when I was growing up, you're not allowed to touch anyone unless they touch you.
Yeah, yeah, that's
they
it.
They hit you, they punch you first, you it's fuck fucking on, and you do what you got to do. But because my mom, like, she didn't give a fuck. She's like, you can't be the one to throw the first punch.
I will gladly pick my kid up from school.
And I will be on your side. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I will gladly pick my kid up from school. She beat some kid's ass that attacked her first. I would be proud to pick her up. Like, oh, my daughter whipped her ass. Oh, who did the first punch? They did? Good. Come on, we're going to go out to eat some McDonald's, whatever you want. And I'll take you to Walmart and buy it out. Whatever the fuck.
You know, I don't know.
Whatever the fuck you want to do. Pick out a CD or something if they still make them. I don't think they do.
Lord, man.
But I did see some vinyl the other day. They had like an old school like Michael Jackson Bad album on fucking record, and they had Huey Lewis in the News. Was that the Best Buy store? They had like from A to Z, like Queen albums. I was like, man, if only I had one. And I knew how to fucking use it. I mean, record
players. You've never used a record player?
I used to fuck my mom's records up because I thought I was a fucking DJ at one point.
Oh my God.
We had License the Ill, the Beastie Boys one, and I remember fucking trying to be Mixed Master Mike, and I fucking scratched the shit out of it, and we used to try to play shit backwards to hear satanic things. Fuck up
That's
all my mom's
terrible,
records.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah. We were some scum. We were. At least one of us is. I can speak for myself. I still am. All right, so we're talking about schools there. We can't go too far from home for this one because parents are suing Horry County schools over abuse of their special needs children.
This is still going on, or is this another lawsuit?
Yeah, this is another one. Mm. Parents of four disabled children are suing the Horry County School District and two of the Ocean Bay Elementary School employees for abusing their children and not reporting it. So this is a lawsuit about negligent misrepresentation, and intentional infliction of emotional distress against the district, and intentional inflection of emotional distress and civil conspiracy against Rebecca Schroyer and Grace McCoglin.
Yeah, this is a new one.
Yeah, she's the former Ocean Bay principal, and McCoglin is a special education teacher convicted of abusing her children. McCoglin pled guilty to six counts of cruelty to children in July and was sentenced to 30 days in jail.
30 days? That's it?
That's bullshit. She's also not allowed to work with children and is on a child abuse registry. So she abused special education students in 2021 to 2022 and 2022 to 2023 school years. She's accused of leaving a child who cannot open a door alone in a dark room as punishment, denying the child food and hitting her. The lawsuit states she also pushed a student out of the wheelchair, has hit and punched students, and put hand sanitizer into a student's open wound.
Oh my God.
Man, I had a small paper cut on my hand just the other day, and I use hand sanitizer fucking constantly when I'm out of this house. I'm telling you, I'm right back to where I was in 2019. Every time someone touches me, I'm putting it on them. People want to shake your fucking hand real quick.
Yeah, you like rub it on your clothes.
In front of them, I wipe it on my clothes. I fucking, my face. I'm right back to it. And I had a paper cut. It burned like a bitch. So I can vouch for that kid's pain here. It sucks. So the lawsuits accused Horry County Schools of knowing that McCoglin was harming children and recommended Schroyer to stay quiet. In February 2022, a video showed that McCoglin punched a student and she was placed on a six-week leave. She did not contact Horry County Police about this incident and did not tell parents why McCoglin was on leave. They're talking about the principal now. After the 6 weeks, McCoglin returned to her special ed classroom and came back the following school year. There was another one in 2022 to investigate claims that she was again misreading children. Police obtained a search warrant, and that is when the district told parents about the harm that was or could be inflicted upon her children.
Like, and this is what pisses me off, because this is our school district. Well, yeah. This is our county that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And in the first lawsuit that happened a couple years ago involved Jenna's school with special needs kids. And at the time, when we first came here, she didn't talk. Mm-hmm. So to know what the fuck happened at all in that school, like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything. She came home with a bruise or whatever. Like, you just assume that it happened on a freaking playground. Not the people that are the aides or whatever that are taking care of a kid, that they're doing anything. So, you can't blame, the parents, they got to pay more attention. But if they have a kid like Jenna was when we first got here that didn't talk, like, you have no fucking idea. The hell's going on? You just listen to the, she had a good day? Okay, good. And
very
that's
disturbing,
it.
Man. It's very
it
disturbing.
Sucks. Like, that's terrible for these poor kids.
I mean, like, there's a couple of things that really piss me off in life is when people abuse disabled people, obviously. That's a fucking huge one. Obviously, old people and women. You know, those are the people that you need to protect.
It's just ridiculous, man. People are, like, if you don't like this job... Right, because special needs kids, some of them can be hard to handle. Like, then get a different fucking job.
I couldn't do it.
Like,
I admit
holy
it.
Shit, man. If you're like losing your cool to the point where you're hitting a kid or you're like locking them in a closet or something, then fucking get a new job.
Yeah.
Because you don't belong there. That you can't take it out on a kid.
It requires a lot of patience. I don't have that kind of patience. I would never hit one of these fucking people. But I mean, I wouldn't apply for that job because I just knew that my patience.
You can't do it.
I couldn't do a good job of it.
Mm-mm.
People like this, they need to be put in jail and kept there because.
Like,
I mean,
why does this keep happening?
You have a disregard for your fellow human being at this point. You're putting your fucking hands on these people. They have nothing. They have no control over their emotions or their feelings and shit.
I'm so glad she's fucking homeschooled.
Me too.
So fucking glad. And Sammy's almost fucking done. Like,
yeah. Well, at least the older one. I mean, at least she can fucking handle shit.
Fucking schools, man.
I think it's bullshit, but this is the worst part about it. So Schroyer was put on paid administrative leave. Damn, I can't fucking. I'm high, man. Paid administrative leave in November 2022, and as of March 2024, is still on paid leave. Bitch was get. She had a year paid vacation, over a year.
Yeah.
The Sun News reported this, that Horry County School District also paid for most of her legal fees.
That is unreal.
And Horry County Schools has still not replied to the request for comment by the news here.
Like, this keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
In this county. Like, crazy. Something needs to be done. You need to get in the schools and start investigating some shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. And it's happening to the special needs kids in all these freaking schools in this county. Like, I just don't fucking understand it.
This is heartbreaking.
And they want to bury it and not let anyone know. You don't know until freaking lawsuit's already fucking filed.
Yeah.
So you have no idea what the hell's going on until it's too fucking late. And it's just so fucking annoying that it keeps fucking happening.
I'm a fan of transparency. If you can't be transparent or real, then you need to get the fuck out. And these schools need to get the fuck out. Whoever's in charge of these schools, wipe them clean.
Seriously.
Clean them the fuck out. Close school for 3 months. Close out these teachers and get better people. Screen new people. Get better qualified people.
Who are you hiring? Oh my God.
That's what we need to rework the fucking system. I mean, you got these fucking weirdos, fucking purple-haired idiots with their fucking liberal arts degrees fucking teaching your kids math. Not just math, who they fucked last night, why they changed their gender when they fucking were confused at, you know, in their teenage years. Now they're teaching kids the same shit. Clean them the fuck up. Close schools. Just be like, listen, we closed the fucking country for a year for no fucking reason. Why don't we close all the schools down, fucking reevaluate these teachers, get a real panel of fucking real people, get rid of the bad ones, maybe renegotiate their fucking pricing, because that would attract better teachers when you pay them more money.
Yeah.
Why do you think the customer service sucks at fucking Taco Bell, but when you go to, like, your local restaurant, fine dining, it's much better because people are getting paid more, you know? That's you get better clientele.
Oh,
paid better, you know? These fucking crazy teachers. Pay the teachers shit money is what the fuck you get. And it's, of course, when you work at a job and you know, like, your pal is doing something wrong, you're not going to tell them. If your buddy's doing something stupid at work that's maybe against the rules, you don't always tattle on your fucking coworkers. I'm sure that's the same shit going on here. They just don't want to tell her or get her in trouble. Maybe they were drinking buddies.
They all got each other's back. Cameras in the freaking classrooms, man.
Do that too.
I don't know. It's just, I'm just glad that our kids. I'm
just spitballing ideas, man.
I want lots of babies, but I'm glad that our kids are almost out of school because I can't take this shit no more.
I seriously would have rethought having kids if I would have had a crystal ball into the future, if this is the future of life.
Oh.
Yeah, what else you got?
Well, a Louisiana woman forced her way into a male neighbor's home and sought to initiate a threesome with the victim and his girlfriend.
What?
So that's a weird knock at the door.
Can you bring that one, read that one back again so I can fully understand what the fuck is going on here?
A Louisiana woman forced her way into a male neighbor's home and sought to initiate a threesome with the victim and his girlfriend.
I guess it depends what she looks like, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, for us, it would be that old nosy neighbor. This is why I'm nosy.
Dispatched to an 11:15 p.m. harassment complaint at an apartment complex in Monroe, a patrolman was told by the man that upon answering a knock at his door, an unknown neighbor, so he didn't even know her, forced her way into the residence. The woman, the victim said, began trying to have sexual activities with him and his girlfriend, according to the affidavit.
What is she, coming butt-ass naked?
This is fucking weird, dude. This is just like, he doesn't know who this neighbor is, so she's just knocked on random door and was just, let me in, forced her way in, and just tried to, like, get it on with these people.
No, something was going on here. I'm thinking this neighbor probably liked what she saw. She's like, oh, this is an attractive young couple.
Yeah.
And figured she was just horny, drunk, probably high.
While the alleged late-night incursion, however, did not result in any three-way action, a woman did end up in handcuffs. A police canvas of the area located a female suspect at a nearby Circle K. She was identified by cops as Shadonna Hurd, who's 31. The male victim confirmed Hurd as a suspect. Hurd was arrested and charged with unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling, a felony, and several misdemeanors, including disturbing the peace, criminal damage, and resisting an officer. She is locked up in the local parish jail.
I don't know.
She just wanted some action, man.
I mean,
it's so bizarre.
What do you do if a woman just bursts through a fucking door?
It's just so bizarre. Fucking people do some strange things, man.
I guess you jump up and you're like, whoa, what the fuck? And then she turns around and walk out. You're like, whoa, wait, come back.
Let's discuss this real quick.
Come back. Let's negotiate something here. She looks all right from the back. That's all I'm saying here, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, it's either going to be a really hot chick with a great ass, or it's just going to be a fucking asshole banging down your door.
There you go.
You never know which one. But it's your favorite part of the show here, and I kind of have a feeling. I think I know why. It's because there's two of them today for you. I'm getting rid of them both.
Okay.
I think that's why it's your favorite one of the show. Are you going to correct me? Is there any other reason? Or are they finally
well,
get it
normally
right?
It would be because it's the last one, but there's two, so.
Yeah, there's two. So, well, I just want to clear these off, and still don't know what the hell Friday's going to look like, but we are going to have our show put out there. It'll be out. That's all I got to say. It's not going to be live, but it'll be out. We're going to do our live show Monday at 6 p.m. Just to remind people again, it'll be Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have the link up on Podbean.com and X and all the other fun places. Just follow the show and you'll get the link. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for telling my unemployed friend he can't tag along on a road trip? Some of my friends and I have been planning a cross-country road trip this summer, mainly to celebrate me and another guy getting our degrees, also because it would be fun. This week we finally went in and planned out a budget, breaking down costs and what each person needs to bring to the table in terms of cash for it all to work out. This is where the issue comes in. One of the guys that was supposed to go is essentially unemployed. He lives with his parents and does door dashing on the side sometimes. Since we've been planning this for a while and he's been active in the planning, we kind of assumed he'd be putting aside some cash for it. Turns out he hasn't been. He's completely out of cash and he hasn't even been door dashing at all for the past couple months. We've been trying to help him out by asking, okay, how much cash do you think he'll be able to get by then? Maybe we can all pitch in and float the difference. He says door dashing barely gets him any money. He won't be able to come up with anything substantial and it's ridiculous of us to expect him to get enough cash in such a short time, which is about 2 months. Finally, he sends a message saying he's on the phone with his mom and she's willing to pitch in the cash for his part. This guy's 25, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a loser.
I mean, there's only a little bit more for this one, but your initial thoughts, a loser?
This dude is a loser. 25, still living at home. Yeah. I don't mind that. You do what you gotta do. But you should at least have a job. You're living at home with your parents.
Yeah.
You're not even door dashing.
Door dashing is not a fucking job.
So
either,
you're, unless to you're me, doing that's it. A loser. You're not doing anything. Yeah. You're not even trying. And then you're depending on your friends to freaking pay for you for this road trip. Like, no.
Yeah, door dashing is not a job unless you're doing that shit as a fuck, like 8 hours a day.
Right, treat it like a job then, like so you can get some money. Like, you can't complain that you're not getting any money when you're not even door dashing.
Dude, those door dashers are fucking super obnoxious too. Holy shit. They fucking barge into the store that I work at. Yeah. And, like, I'm not a part of this, so I just fucking do my own thing on the side. But I watch how they treat some of these employees, man. They come in, they're like, where's this item? Where's this item? Like, harassing people. I gotta go. Come on. And they're, like, getting all aggravated because no one's available to help them out.
Oh,
the guy, one of the guys came over to me. He's like, can you help me find some stuff? I'm like, I don't even work for this company. He's like, come on, man. I have 10 minutes to get this fucking, this delivery. I'm like, no. Because the guy was, he was, like, sweating and shit. Like, dude, this is your little thing. You don't involve everyone else. No one gives a fuck about your door dashing. You fucking do it. You chose this shitty path in fucking life. You do it. I'm not door dashing. Are you going to give me part of your $3 tip, you fucking cunt? Then stop bothering. I'm just ranting about door dash drivers now. And it's not all of them. Yeah. Just every single fucking one that comes into this particular location. Anyway, I get pissed off and I tell him that we're not going to be taking any cash from his mom, that it's not fair to her and it's not fair to the rest of us who've actually put in the work to save up for a trip like this.
Okay, now this dude is starting to piss me off. Now he's being ridiculous.
Why?
Because this kid, well, this 25-year-old, went and got his mom to pay for it.
Yeah.
So now he's got the money. As stupid and pathetic as that is, he has the money.
Yeah.
So now he should be able to go. You can't be a fucking idiot and say no. Because his mommy paid for it. I mean, he's got the money now. So just let the dude go.
Yeah, he says, okay, I'm not going then. And now he won't respond to any of us. Now I'm left feeling like a jerk for leaving him out of something we've all been planning together and that he's been excited for. Am I the asshole?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Complete asshole. He got the money. You want him to get the money? He got the money. Like, yeah. What does it matter how he got the money? He got it. So
that's between him and his mom.
Yeah.
If his mom's okay with fucking him leeching off of her, then
right. That's it. Who are you to put in an opinion? You asked for the money. He got it. So yeah. Now he should be allowed to go. You cut him off. Why would he want to talk to you? You just pissed him off.
That brings up an interesting question here, because I think it's obvious this guy's the asshole. I think we're going to agree. That was just one I wanted to knock out, because it was left over from the asshole show. I'm okay with us giving money to our daughter when she wants to go to the mall, but she's under the age of 18.
Yeah.
When she's 19, she's like, Daddy, you got 20 bucks so I can go get something to eat? I'll give it to her.
Yeah.
At what age do you think is the right age to cut them off of, like, hey, maybe you can get a job for that? Because this kid's 25. That's well over the age for me. I'm thinking like 21.
Well, if she's still living here at 25,
yeah,
she's going to be working. Or at least looking for a job.
You got to be working.
Like, she's going to be putting an effort into something. Or going to school.
Yeah.
She's got to be doing something. She can't be just laying in her bed like she does on the weekends and just does nothing.
It's fine
so,
now.
So, like, it's different. She would not be 25 sitting in that room. So.
Yeah, it ain't happening, dude. I'm not paying
for everything.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to be working forever.
Yeah.
I want to start thinking about our future, so. Yeah, I mean, this is just pathetic. And I understand the friends are looking at him. And I like the sentiment behind it. We're not taking money from your mom. You're a loser. You know, you guys should have had this intervention with your friend. He's been this way for as long as you've known him.
Yeah.
Now's not the time to be picky and choosy what money he'll accept. I mean, it's between him and his mom if he's going to fucking take it from
her. Yeah, that's their business. He got the money for you. So, I don't get it.
Yeah. I'm thinking 21 years old is like the age where you're like, okay. Because that's when they're drinking and partying and doing the things that young 21 people do, even you tell them not to do it, they do it anyway, you know. If you're going to be doing, I'm not supporting that lifestyle. I'm not. If you want to do that shit with your own money, you can do it. You're an adult, right? Yeah. I'm not supporting it. So I guess that would be the age for me. But all right, nice and easy one there for you. Last one here. Your eyes perked up. I think this one's your favorite.
Shut up.
This one is definitely your favorite. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for not mowing my neighbor's yard? Mm. I know you were dying to hear this one. That's why you picked every other one but this one. But still, it's your favorite, and I have no idea why. Here's some context. I've lived next to these neighbors for years. We've never really had issues besides a few times they parked in our driveway.
Oh, no.
A few times. You only get one.
You get one, and if it was allowed and nothing was said,
they're
going to keep doing it.
But if our neighbor did it one, I mean, no one's ever parked in our drive except for that one time some workers did.
And I flipped the fuck out.
You fucking got them.
You weren't home and I lost my shit.
Yeah, you called me up. I'm like, oh, fuck, don't do this shit when I'm like fucking 20 something
miles away. Dude, my adrenaline was going. I was ready to fight someone. Like, what the fuck are you parking in my goddamn driveway for? Flip the hell out.
I was pissed going to work the other day when there was a fucking garage sale. I'm like, if these motherfuckers park out. And I waited for a couple of cars to leave before I even left the work. I almost being late for work, I waited. Because I just don't park in my driveway. Super fucking obnoxious, man. And you only get one. If I ever see someone parked there, it's not even going to be, oh, can you move your car? Let me get the fuck out of here. And don't ever fucking come back. Get the fuck out of here. Because that's just weird. If someone parked, like, only people that live here should park here.
Or you're coming by for a visit.
If you're invited to.
Or
if,
you're,
no,
like,
you're not disrespecting
me. If you're supposed
me,
to be here,
yeah.
Park in my driveway. But if I don't know you, and you're not coming to visit
fuck
me.
Fuck out of here with this bullshit.
Don't touch my property at all.
Oh, you're giving me a car. Look at this, hon. Someone gave us a fucking 1998 fucking Honda Civic. Fucking bashing the thing with a fucking bait. Oh, it's my car. It's parked in my driveway. I can do what the fuck I want with it, right? Let the air out their tires. Fucking piss all over the place. Come back. What'd you do to my car? I thought it was mine. It's in my driveway. You fucking bitch.
Oh, God.
People are going to like the ranting in this one, huh? People were missing the ranting. You're getting it. All right. So we live on opposite sides of an entire street, so it was completely uncalled for them parking here in the first place. They're ultra clean freaks, though. I've seen them on multiple occasions scrubbing individual rocks off his driveway with a toothbrush. Pressure washes his outdoor trash bin. Trim brushes his scissors, etc. Like, really weird people. Last week, they decided to go on a vacation and called us to let us know and asked to watch over their house. We agreed. We didn't see anything unusual and even made sure their packages were out of the rain. They have four outdoor cameras, so it's not like they couldn't see what was up anyways. Over the past week, we've had a lot of rain where we're located, so the grass grew a lot. They moved the day they left, and it grew outside to about 5 inches. Anyway, they got home yesterday and called to let us know. We thought nothing of it, and that's how their trip was. We were friendly and chatted for a while about their vacation, yada, yada, yada. Then they say, it would have been nice if we came home to a nice yard, but I see you didn't care to do anything nice for us.
Why would you? Did you ask me to mow your lawn while you were gone?
Well, look over the house.
Did you offer to pay me?
I mean, they didn't hand him a contract. Like, yeah. This is everything that...
He removed all the packages from the porch. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not... You didn't ask me to do it, you didn't offer to pay me to do it, so yeah. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Dude, you do anything nice for us. They just had a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Thank them for fucking watching over the house. The packages weren't nice. I mean, these are some selfish motherfuckers right here. I hate these people already. So, getting back to the story, excuse me? There were branches in the yard, which we gladly moved when we moved the ones that fell in ours, but mowing your grass? We told them it wasn't really a priority for us as we work full-time. They're retired. It's not even our house. It's important to mention our property line doesn't even cross. We literally have a road between our houses, so it's not just like running the mower over ours and just connecting theirs. We would have actually have to walk the mower across the street to mow it. They mowed for us twice when we were sick. Okay. So they've mowed for us twice when we were sick. Other times they've literally called the city on us to get us fined for having too long of grass, yet they want us to mow theirs now.
Yeah, no.
Right? Am I the asshole?
Nope. No.
Wait a second. They added the part where they mowed for us twice when we were sick.
Yeah, but you didn't ask them. They didn't say asked for them to come over. They probably just were being nice. Well, that doesn't mean I have to be nice. I'm not a nice person.
See, I'm a decent human being.
I'm not going to mow your freaking yard. I'm not doing it.
I mean, I think we would have.
No, I would not have.
If the lady across the street was like, hey, can you guys watch over there? And she mowed our lawn a couple of times for free because we couldn't do it or for some reason. And she did it a few times and like, hey, they're on vacation. Their grass is getting high. The HOA's coming around. Maybe they've done it for us. We would have done it.
Okay.
We would have done it. We would have done it.
You would have.
If they would have done it for us, because like we like to pay people back. Don't tell me we don't. If somebody comes to this house, it goes right back.
But if someone just comes, first of all, because this little detail's not mentioned in there. I don't know if they asked for them to mow their lawn when they were sick, or if this was just because if someone just comes over and starts mowing my yard, I'm going to be pissed about that.
They had to have asked.
And if I asked, well, I asked you to come and mow my yard. Mm-hmm. They didn't ask for that. I wouldn't just freely go and start cutting someone's grass. I don't care if I'm watching your house or not. I'm not doing it.
Or what about this?
No way.
What about this other part here? Other times they've literally called the city on us to get fined for having too long of grass.
Exactly. So that's, you've already tried to get me fined.
I'm thinking the people that wrote this are scumbags. Let their shit just grow. The neighbors were like, they're bringing our property value down. They wouldn't cut it. And this person is using the we were sick excuse. I think they're lazy as fuck. I think that's what it is. And they got their yard cut for free by these old people who were sick of seeing the nasty fucking shit they had growing across the street. I'm thinking they're painting the neighbors as weird.
I'm still not cutting their grass.
I don't know. I mean, I would if someone does it for us, then I'm going to return the favor. I mean, that's like someone coming over our house and power washing. I'd be like, thanks for that. And then their house starts getting dirty and something happens to them and they can't do it. I'm not going to drive past fucking hide in my face. I'm like, hey, let me help you.
If someone came over here and started power washing, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I know. We would flip the fuck out and touch your fucking house. For the sake of the article here, for the sake of the story, I'm trying to create the scenario for it. I think we would have done it. If someone helped us out, we would help them out right back. I think these people are selfish fucking scumbags. Mm. Because they wouldn't even cut their own fucking hair. Would have made these old people think that they would have cut theirs, you know? But then again, the old people were being overly fucking, you know, bitchy about it. It's not a big deal.
They're out there brushing their rocks.
They did enough by fucking helping them out. I mean, I'm just on that grounds, I'm not going to call these people assholes because they did enough. The packages was enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, they got the that's enough. That's all you got to do. Watch it in the house to make sure no one breaks in, nothing's happening, and you grab the packages off the porch. That's all you need to do.
That's it.
That's it, because I guarantee they didn't get paid for doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
So get the hell out of here. I'm not mowing your lawn. This dude is not an asshole.
I mean, we would have done it, but just the fact that they did enough keeps them out of being assholes. Because in my opinion, they did enough that they shouldn't have gotten
upset. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. Now, had they been asked to mow the lawn or offered money, hey, if the grass gets a little high, can you please mow it for me? Okay, then mow it. You were asked to do so and you agreed. So then you would be an asshole. But I don't think this guy's an asshole at all. No.
I don't think that's why you should do favors without in advance saying, hey, I'll mow your lawn this time if you get me back. You owe me one if I mow your lawn because you guys are sick. And they did it twice, so they could have been like, hey, remember that time I mowed your guys' lawn? We were sick. We're going on vacation. Can you just mow it once while we're gone? Okay, done.
Right. If that was in part of the agenda there, then okay, then you're at fault. You didn't do it. So
miscommunication. I'm fucking stoned. Miscommunication. That's the problem, man. We need more of it. I'm fucking, my brain's miscommunicating in my mouth right now. This thing kicked in harsh. I'm blaming on the depression and new diet that I'm on due to it. It's fucking, everything's hitting hard.
God.
Life is hitting hard, and it's going to hit me hard tomorrow because I got to get my ass back to fucking work, man. Leaving the house again, going back in that grind and that bullshit. I'll be watching Shining Vale. I'm going to be doing that over the next couple of days and knocking that out and all that bullshit. That's all about I'm going to be doing. I got a lot of podcast shit to do behind the scenes, too. There's some things I've been considering and working on here in the background, so we'll see what goes on. What do you got going on?
Nothing. I'll be watching TV.
No, you're fucking not. Because on Friday, if you say you've done nothing, I'm going to reach across this table.
I already said what I'm watching. I literally said it. If you heard me, said The Circle in The Challenge in Big Brother. That is my plan. That's what I'm watching.
Bring it on
Friday.
Tomorrow
is Wednesday. I'm watching it.
Bring it on Friday. I need to hear it. You got to do something. I'm getting worried about you.
Oh, my God. You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and voiceofmiserypodcast@gmail.com.